Half, Whitey, Scotty. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Made my call and I wanted to show that I was prepared to put myself on the line to achieve what I believe the team could, and we didn't do that, and I've got to stand by what I said.
That is the voice of Michael Checker, who is no longer the coach of the Wallabies after he stood down as the Aussies exited the Rugby World Cup after a 40-16 defeat to England in the quarterfinal. Nick Phipps has been watching all the action unfold from Channel 10, doing a great job as well, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Nick.
G'day, mate.
Fairly dramatic weekend, Nick.
Yeah, it has been. I'm sitting in the lounge now. We're about to head back to Sydney, and the game's on here, and I'm about to walk up and ask them to turn it off.
Well, we were talking before. England were always going to be a very, very difficult foe to overcome.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's not a lot of people sitting there going, oh, we should have beaten them. It's a lost opportunity. We just weren't ever really good enough, were we?
No. And England were just so good around their kicking game, their ability to sort of move the Australian defence around and exit out of their own zone. And they did that so well, which Australia's sort of struggled with. You know, we play such an exciting attacking style of rugby, and sometimes there just isn't a plan B to go to for us, and we were, you know, made to pay when, you know, they just kept knocking over points and taking the threes and then getting some quick turnover tries, and sort of really put us on the back foot.
And we obviously, a disappointing loss, so we're out of the competition. We lose the coach, Michael Checker, as you heard in that grab there, said he expectations. He wanted to do something with his crew. He wasn't able to do it, so he walks under enormous pressure. I mean, straight after the game, he's asked the question what he's going to do, which was interesting in itself. Is it the right decision for Australian rugby that we start again?
Yeah, well, you know, Check's Check. He's, like you said, he put his chips on the table and, you know, he's prepared to walk. At the very least, you know, people always look at the negatives of so soon, but, you know, he's given us so many good moments as well over his 5 years. He, you know, he's a great servant of Australian rugby, and you wish him all the best. But in saying that, it's really exciting now for the Australian fans to see what's coming up. Like, there's so much talent here in Australia that, you know, it's a game that a lot of Australians love, and there's the potential there. So, you know, let's see what happens on the next four-year cycle.
Nick, Quade Cooper was quick on the tweet. If he actually cared about Australian rugby, he would have done it a while ago. What do we make of that?
Oh, you know, that's Quade. He's his own man. you know, I obviously don't agree with that statement, but, you know, also I sort of question the timing of that sort of statement. But, you know, that's big QC over in Japan watching Eagle.
So, Nick, we were talking about it earlier on. I mean, it's one thing to talk about the Wallabies, but kind of goes a bit deeper than that. We start talking about Super Rugby. We start talking about grassroots rugby. It could be a big issue that might take a while to sort of sort out.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of one of those questions, how much time you got there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions around, you know, starting from grassroots, working through to the validity of Super Rugby into NRC. And, you know, it's a thing now where you just can't heap all the blame on Check either. Like, there needs to be some sort of responsibility, and I think he spoke about that in his interview yesterday, higher up, that, you know, something needs to change. There needs to be some sort of, you know, change agent. Why not do it now? You know, we start our next four-year cycle to the next World Cup. There's no better time to start changing things and starting to really listen to the people who are down there on the grassroots about what we can do to improve the game.
Usually when a national coach moves on, there's the obvious replacement or a couple of names that are always mentioned. What's the situation like with the Wallabies? Are there coaches there that are ready to go, do you think? Is there an obvious candidate?
No, I don't know. I've known that Dave Rennie's name's been thrown around a lot. You know, he's obviously a phenomenal coach. Coached the Chiefs over there in New Zealand to a lot of success. But there's also, it's interesting, with the Waratahs coaching job, there was a lot of coaches sort of pulling themselves out in the hope that the Wallaby job would come up. And you know, there's some great assistant coaches floating around as well, like Scotty Wisemantle, who's over with England at the moment, and it's going to be interesting to see who fills that space.
Is the best Aussie coach the bloke who's coaching England?
Yeah, everyone's pretty keen to get him back, but I don't think Australian rugby can fight him with the England rugby pay packet.
So Eddie's on a good wicket.
Yeah, I think so. Don't worry about him. He's not missing out on too much.
Right, that's good feedback for Eddie fans. Well played by him. George Gregan's call for an overhaul, a review. Is it going to go from the top to the bottom, the whole system that needs to be reworked? Because Super Rugby hasn't seemed to have worked in our favour in the last little while either.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think George isn't the only one sort of asking some questions around there. There needs to be a total overhaul, but, you know, it's got to be one of those independent overhauls where, you know, the top can't just look after themselves too much. It's, you know, it's got to be a big change. And at the very least, it's got to be a big change just to get the fans and the people excited again about Australian rugby.
And who wins the World Cup from here, Nick?
Oh, it's pretty hard to go past New Zealand. They were clinical against Ireland the other day. But England, you know, they're a dark horse. They made 100 more tackles than Australia did in our game, and they, you know they can win without the ball. So I think next week's semi-final will really determine who wins the World Cup there. The other side, South Africa and Wales, wasn't too convincing. So at least there's, you know, four dominant teams playing some great footy in the semi-final.
Well, it's going to be good fun to watch because, as you say, New Zealand were unbelievable against Ireland in their quarterfinal. Lots to look forward to for the rest of the World Cup. Look forward to seeing it all on Channel 10. Nick, appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.